This. Anybody who knows me knows I was cocky out of the womb.
His early break with Zip and Jake. Brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
I did not list this fact that I saw regarding this line today. Again, I told you Nebraska, 1-point favorite today against Iowa. Per The Bear, which is a Chris Ballack of ESPN College Game Day.
Yes.
Ready for this?
Yeah, I'm ready, Jake.
Here's a fact for you. A 3-8 team has not been favored against a 9-2 football team like Nebraska is today against Iowa since 1978.
Where'd you find this?
That's from Chris Valica, The Bear from ESPN.
Where did you see it?
I saw it on a website.
A website?
Yeah, I don't want to tell you what the website is.
Okay, you can tell me on the break.
Yeah.
What was that game?
I'm going to pull up for you for it. But again, the last time a 3-8 college football team was favored against a 9-2 team, per Chris Valica of ESPN, was 1978. I'm trying to figure out what game that was here shortly, but... it doesn't happen. It does not happen.
That's the point. It's extremely interesting. It's been a remarkable season for Nebraska. I think I've covered 27 seasons now, and they all games run together, seasons don't. But this one's unique.
Okay.
They're all unique in their own way, but this one's particularly unique.
I don't have the teams that were part of that, but I can say this, though. This is more from Chris Valica, The Bear from ESPN. He says, he went on to say that the other 82 instances were since 1978 where teams with those records, 3-8 and 9-2, played each other. Every 3-8 or worse team was at least a 7.5-point underdog.
Okay, so it hasn't happened since 78.
Don't know the teams.
The 3-8 was favored over a 9-2.
Right, and every other time since where it's 3-8 worse versus 9-2, it's at the best 7.5-point spread in favor of 9-2 teams.
People may think we're focusing on this a little too much.
It's bizarre. This is kind of earth-shattering.
Well, and what I was going to say is that it helps illustrate the sort of strange and remarkable nature of the season. And I go from there to Nebraska has played a wicked schedule.
Yes,
a schedule,
it has been wicked.
Yeah, a schedule that we knew was going to be tough, and it was even tougher than we thought it was going to be, right? There's some things that you learn, though, in life. There's some things you just have to file away. One is nobody cuts a head coach slack when he's down to his number two quarterback or number three quarterback. You don't cut coaches slack for that. They don't get cut. If I was a coach, I'd make darn sure I have a really good backup and a number three guy too, because nobody cares. They don't cut you slack when you're trying to keep your job. The other part of it is they don't care about your schedule. In fact, some people, Frost detractors, will try to tell you this schedule isn't that tough. They won't acknowledge that it's a tough schedule. Oh, it's a Big Ten schedule. All the Big Ten teams play tough schedules. Oh, yeah, they're all the same. They're all the same, right. no, they're not. Not all Big Ten schedules are the same. Not everybody's crossovers are
Nebraska's
like Nebraska.
Crossovers were Ohio State and Michigan this year, which are playing tomorrow in the game for between top 10 teams.
Yeah.
Top five teams, oh, by the way. Number two and number five. Right. That was your crossovers.
And you played at Michigan State.
You played at Michigan State.
Yeah.
Speaking of them, you have a thought on Mel Tucker?
You have a fact on Mel Tucker. He signed his contract.
Yes. Mel Tucker signed his 10-year, $95 million contract within the last day or two.
And I hear people say he's a program builder. I hear people say he's a program builder and he's never built a program. What program has he built?
Well, let's see here, Sip. He got his first head coaching job when he came from Georgia to Colorado, was there for exactly 1 year, and they went under .500 that season.
They went 5-7 overall and 3-6
Now, if you count beating Nebraska as your program builder, right. I guess, sure, you've done that. But that's not building a program.
So Mel Tucker's a program builder. He's been at Michigan State 2 years. His first year is 2-5. I'm not bashing Mel Tucker, but how can you call him a program builder at this point? They're betting on Mel
Tucker.
They're
betting on it. They're betting.
They're betting on it.
Yeah, this
with
is
no proof. With no proof.
Yeah, this is official from the school. They did announce Wednesday a 10-year, $95 million deal has been signed by Mel Tucker.
Oh, God, more power to him.
He is in for the long haul.
Yeah, you don't turn that down.
If he survives the long haul.
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter. He's going to get the money no matter what.
That's true.
I mean, unless he...
His contract is fully guaranteed. Tucker's contract is fully guaranteed. His buyout to leave Michigan State remains unchanged from his original contract, $2.5 million, with annual decreases by $500,000.
I can tell you that there's people like me that are going to be watching Michigan State closer than ever, waiting to say gotcha. I'm sorry. That's the way this works. Right? I mean, today when they play Penn State, and if they get beat by Penn State
–
yeah, tomorrow, I'm sorry. And he's 0-2 with that contract. I mean, he signed it today, but it was, you know.
Signed it Wednesday, yeah.
Yeah, that was the big story against Ohio State is, wow. You know, he got offered it.
Ohio State's like, yeah, please sign that contract.
Yeah, please sign
go
that
ahead.
Contract.
Yeah, go
we'll
ahead.
Put 49 on you at halftime.
We'll give you a raise, too, on top of it. We'll add some money on top of it, Mel.
Let's see what.
Here's a quote from Mel Tucker. He says, quote, "This is a process to build a championship-winning program. A process that drives us to be better. A process that demands relentless soul and grit and requires the support from Spartans across the globe. I am honored to be a part of the Spartan process today and for years to come." Mel Tucker signing his extension. 10 years, $95 million on Wednesday with Michigan State.
Yeah, Michigan State today or tomorrow. Tomorrow. Why do I keep saying today?
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Day. Tomorrow, don't answer that. Tomorrow plays Penn State at 2:30 p.m. in Spartan Stadium. Penn State is just a 1.5-point favorite. Ah, that's about what you'd expect, right?
Yes.
1.5-point favorite.
Only Nick Saban makes more on an annual basis than Mel Tucker, apparently.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
So, yeah, the contract includes non-performance-related compensation of $9.5 million per year, including a $5.9 million base, $3.2 million in supplemental compensation for media and personal appearances, plus a $400,000 contingent annual bonus. Contract expires in 2032.
They're betting on Tucker.
They are.
Okay, the big one today. Tomorrow.
Yep.
Ohio State, 8-point favorites against Michigan. That's a tough. This is. I really like Ohio State in that game.
I don't know how you couldn't.
Understanding that Michigan is that front seven for Michigan is tough. They could make they could make yards hard to come by for Ohio State on the ground. By the way, that's an 11 a.m. kickoff tomorrow on Fox. That seems like must see TV to me.
You want to know that right now the cheapest ticket for that game? In a stadium of 100,000 plus people? This is per ESPN.
It's got to be more than $250.
Okay.
Is it $300?
$279 is the cheapest ticket to Ohio State, Michigan,
yes,
as of right now.
I'll tell you, Jake. I mean, just think about the Harbaugh angle. Harbaugh's never beat him. What if Ohio State whacks Michigan? Michigan's had a good year. They're 10-1.
Get the feeling that if it doesn't happen this year, it's just not going to happen?
Kind of.
I mean, this Michigan team is not phenomenal. They're good. I mean, they're really good.
Yeah, they're not phenomenal.
But we're looking at an Ohio State team that since the Nebraska game has played great, exceptional football. They blasted Purdue. They blasted Michigan State. It's almost like Nebraska was the wake-up game.
Kind of, yeah.
Like, holy cow, like we gotta get it figured out. And then Garrett Wilson came back after that game,
of course. But wouldn't it be sort of strange to you if that's the way it works, that Ohio State is on the ropes against Nebraska, wins 26-17, and then blows out Michigan.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that a little – I mean, it's confusing, though, right?
Well, isn't that what happened in 2018, right? Didn't they – Michigan was good that year, too.
Yeah,
and that was seen as an average Ohio State team with Dwayne Haskins because they almost lost to Maryland.
That's a good point.
And people thought that Michigan would beat them, and Ohio State says, nah, I don't think so, and blasted them once again.
Yeah.
Like, they blew them out.
Right.
That was a one-loss Michigan team that was going for the playoff. And they got crushed.
I just don't think Michigan or hardly anybody has answers for that Ohio State receiving core. I just don't. How do you hold that down?
Nebraska was aided with no Garrett Wilson
that
in that game,
that
but instead Jackson Smith-Njigba is still catching passes against this defense and still running.
Yeah, and he's still probably a first rounder. You know, Garrett Wilson, certain first rounder. Olave, certain first rounder. I think Jackson Njigba.
Smith-Njigba.
Yeah, I think that. He's worked his way into that conversation, too, and that they had that interview with Herbstreit, all three of them, and they asked the three who's the best athlete among the three, and it was Smith-Njigba.
Did he say himself, too?
Yeah, he did.
He's like, oh, it's definitely me.
He raised his hand.
You guys are slow.
And they agreed. Wilson agreed. Well, that kid must be incredible athlete.
Okay, and then the last game before we get to break that matters. So we mentioned Michigan State, Penn State. Of course, the big game, Michigan-Ohio State, 11 o'clock Fox tomorrow.
You must see.
And then, of course, at 3 o'clock, a massive one for the Big Ten West is number 14 Wisconsin at Minnesota, 3 o'clock on Fox. If Iowa wins today, they have to win that football game. Wisconsin's got to win. And Minnesota has given them some problems recently, haven't they?
Yeah, they have. Absolutely. Last year they gave them problems.
And don't forget, Minnesota still has a chance to win this division. If Iowa loses today to Nebraska and Purdue beats Indiana and Minnesota beats Wisconsin, the Gophers are the ones going to the Big Ten championship.
Wisconsin is a 7-point favorite at Minnesota, which seems high to me. Jake?
Yeah. Minnesota recently they've figured it out. They're coming off of, I guess they had two straight losses before they beat Indiana 35-14. They lost to Illinois in that terrible 14-6 game.
Yeah, it's terrible.
They lost to Iowa 27-22.
That was not terrible. They played well pretty well that game. I watched the entire thing. And they had a shot at the end.
It makes sense. Wisconsin's obviously favored. I guess I'd put it at 4.5, not 7
you
myself.
You wonder what Braylon Allen will do in
I know. I am curious.
Yeah. Let's see what Braylon Allen has to offer Minnesota.
And by the way, regarding Minnesota, Mo Ibrahim is back next year. Announced on Twitter on Tuesday, he is coming back to the Gophers next season. Good news for PJ Fleck and company.
Real, real good news.
Yep. But again, I would say I expect the Badgers to win that game, their 8th straight win.
Yeah, that's what it would be. By the way, last year's game that we referred to went into overtime. Wisconsin beat Minnesota in overtime 20-17. Yeah, I think the game will be close.
Over under that one is 39. So Wisconsin favored by 7, over under is 39. Again, the Badgers riding a long win streak into that 7 straight wins all in conference play. They beat Army. 7 straight wins overall, 6 of those in conference play. Badgers are rolling. They were beatable last week.
I mean, Jake, Saturday, I don't know. You probably you don't sit around watching
football. I'm going to watch football. I'm watching – you know where I'll be at 11 a.m.
Okay.
On my couch watching Ohio State, Michigan tomorrow.
Me too.
I have no obligations this weekend.
I think I'm going to watch Minnesota, Wisconsin.
I think you have to. Yeah. Why wouldn't you?
I think I'm going to try to pull off – well, grandson Cashton has a basketball games at 3:15 and 4:15. So I think I could get the second half of Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah.
Wisconsin, Minnesota. Those games last forever.
Yep, they do.
They do.
Song of the day, and we're doing Aging Gracefully up next on Early Break of the Ticket.
Doing Aging Gracefully. Okay.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.